There's chaos in the economy. The political situation is up in the air. Iran is threatening Israel of an attack any day. We need to look at trusted prophetic voices to understand what is happening and how to pray. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang. Today on The Strang Report, I'm joined by trusted prophetic voice, Chuck Pierce of Glory of Zion Ministries. God showed him back in the 1980s about 2024 being a pivotal year, determining if we will lose our rights. You need to hear what Chuck Pierce has to say from God. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Chuck Pierce, I appreciate you taking time to be on the podcast. There's so much going on in the world with the stock market crash, I guess that's what you call it, all the threats that Iran is doing against Israel, the election, of course, and, you know, in some ways, times have been turbulent the last several years. And in fact, right when COVID was starting, you wrote a book for us called Passover Prophecy, which seems very appropriate today. What do you believe that God is saying?
Well, first of all, that book is really key. I've had more people read that book this year. And for all of you that are watching, it's not a hard book to read. But when you write prophetically, people don't always understand it until the moment. And that book seems very appropriate for now because it explains the whole era we're living in, this decade, Steve. It's a pay era when you look at it from a Hebrew standpoint, and one of the pay words is Passover. So every Passover becomes very, very important. And I think this past Passover was one of our most important because we're going into the determining year ahead of where America will be really the focus this year.
You know, one of the things about the prophetic, at least from my perspective, having covered the Pentecostal movement and charismatic renewal for all these years, some is predictive. For example, there are a number of prophets who actually said Trump will win. But a lot of it is more like trying to understand the times.
I really think that's the key, is understanding the times. I think we could focus on President Trump, or we could focus on the party right now of the Democrats and how they've changed so much. But what I have tried to remain focused on, especially this whole decade, is the voice I'm hearing. See, this decade is about what you hear and how you hear it. And I think if God's people would look at the voice they're hearing, it would really help them to discern what God's saying. And that's been the most difficult thing with our present administration. It has not had the clear voice that God would have. And now I believe we have seen a shift in this nation that is causing us to awaken to what voice are we really hearing right now.
And what voice is that? Because I'm trained, you know, early in my career as a secular journalist, and I still consider myself a journalist. But the wider culture does not listen to the prophetic. They wouldn't understand it. A lot of them don't even know about it. And a lot of the people in the church don't. There's a lot of people in the church that are very, very nonchalant. They may even be cessationists. Yet God does have a word, and the New Testament tells us, well, the Old Testament does too. In fact, the Old Testament says that God doesn't reveal anything except through his prophets. Hardly. So help me. And help my listeners and viewers understand this. I'm going to call it a dichotomy where the prophetic is so important, yet in the national debate, it seems to be totally ignored.
Yeah, I really think that when we think of the prophetic, you have to look at the highest authority that you're submitted to. And, of course, we believe that God rules this nation. We believe that he is the absolute authority of this nation. And because of that, you have to listen for his voice when people are communicating. And I know this with the Lord. He is trying to get our attention. When you look at our present state of the issue with this election that's coming in America, we have to say, really, what are we voting for? And you have to listen for the platform that he wants us to understand. And I look back at that debate that we saw, and for all of you that might listen from another nation, that where we had former President Trump and present President Biden debating, you could see the difference in the sound that was coming forth, the voice that was coming forth. And yet, I do believe there is always a strategy that the enemy has to position himself to have a greater voice. And I get just as concerned with people not hearing the voice of God as I do them listening and the enemy interjecting his voice and them not recognizing it. And that's how I'm operating right now, on listening very carefully to what I hear. And what I have seen, especially last week some way, I don't communicate with you unless I feel like the Lord is showing me something. But last week, something concerned me greatly. I all of a sudden came into an intercession after I saw President Trump with the caucus of black women that he was visiting with. And I thought, now, Lord, we've got to be listening very carefully to what the real issues are, especially in America. And I will tell you this, we had a meeting in July of 2022 at the Citadel. It was the first time the Citadel had had an outside group to fill their chapel. And while we were there, the Lord caught me up and he showed me America. And Dutch Sheets was speaking and I got caught up into the heavens and the Lord showed me four ruling angels positioned around America. And then he showed me 51 territorial angels that filled in, and he said, beginning this Passover 2024, I am going to start visiting this nation. And it was, I decreed, America is surrounded by the Lord right now. You know, we can look at America the way we want to, but I saw the Lord had positioned, Lord Sabaoth had positioned the angelic help around America, but I also saw it as we would come into a time of visitation where every state would be visited and evaluated. That's really what the word visitation means. I'm going to come, I'm going to audit you, and I'm going to oversee you. And I knew that I had to start going back and focusing in on each state of what each state was about. And because Dutch and I wrote a book called Prophetic Destiny of a Nation that when we visited every state, and they've republished that book now, and really reviewing where every state is in America and their covenant alignment with the Lord. And so when I start listening to this election, I come down to a bottom line. I believe the bottom line in where we are as a nation is, will we have state rights continue or will we be federally ruled in days ahead? And those are the voices I'm listening to. How will we continue to be what God asks us to be as a republic? Or will we be federally ruled and be controlled? And remember, I've written it in Passover prophecies. God showed me in 1986 that if we didn't shift by 2024, by 2026, we would be, our government would look very much like China's government. And I believe we have progressed directly toward that. And so, I want to encourage everybody out there, you're going to have to vote this year for the freedom of your future. Not just vote the way we have voted in America. You're going to have to vote for how will we be free in America in the future, and how will we be ruled either with rights where we live, or by a federal system that will really gain a control ruling factor over us.
Well, what you say is so important. And of course, in our lifetime, we have seen the federal government become more and more powerful, run more and more parts of our life. And there's all kinds of policies, Republican, Democrat policies. Should we do this? Should we do that? But to me, the bottom line is it seems like the country is moving towards socialism.
Totally.
Especially if the Democrats get in. I mean, I just think of the Democrats I can remember, John Kennedy, and wouldn't even be welcomed in the Democratic Party today, in my opinion. In fact, his brother, or actually his nephew, Robert Kennedy Jr., tried to run as a Democrat.
They rejected him.
And they forced him out. I don't really remember all the details. He had to run, or he is running, as a third-party candidate. So, and it's really the socialism that concerns me.
I think that one thing, you know, let's look at abortion in America, because it seems to be such a huge issue. But when Mr. Trump was in, he relegated that to states to choose. The commercial that I saw this week was that with the party voice that's coming forth from the Democrats was that every state would be forced to come under how the federal government chose. And I really think that's a danger for us, because what we're going to end up being is have a government that really chooses how we believe. And I want to encourage all of you out there, we're a kingdom. We're part of a kingdom. We're part of a kingdom plan. And we're a nation above all nation. And I think we see that all through Yeshua's lifetime here in the earth, he resisted coming and really allowing, he said, render to Caesar's what Caesar's. But the voice of heaven ruled during his time in the earth realm, especially those 3 years that he demonstrated Father's goodness to us. And I think we're on the verge this year of voting how we will be ruled and how our children and children's children will be ruled from, and you'll see it start manifesting in 2026, how we vote this year.
Let's talk about the Passover prophecies. You mentioned it a couple of times. You wrote that, I remember it was during the COVID lockdown. We called it a quickie book. It's a smaller book. We published several books in that period when the whole, in fact, we published it electronically because the supply chain was shut down for a short period of time. Yeah. And I think it's so important, and you understand the importance of Passover and how it relates to what's going on. So just elaborate on that, because I think this is a book, a very important book that people need to get on Amazon.
Well, and time is so important to understand, because the Lord has three major categories in time in the Word of God, and that's our covenant, is around how He wrote. And He's not in time, but we are, but He gave us a regulated, authoritative book on how we should operate in time. And He said, you need to do Shabbat. I did Shabbat. So once a week, you need to find your Shabbat. Now, I'm not legal, and everybody knows me. I'm the least religious type there is, but you have to find your Shabbat each week. And you have to stop and reflect what you've done the last 6 days so you can look into the future and see clearly how to adjust your course the next week. And then He said, He gave us Rosh Chodesh, the new moon. And it was a celebration that His people celebrated. The early church always celebrated first fruits, because He said, if you'll give me your best, you will always have what you need in days ahead, and I will keep you healed also. And Jesus said it this way, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then He gave us these feast times that we don't have to have regulated ways that we do things. But He said, now, Passover, Pesach, Pentecost, and Feast of Tabernacles are important that you recognize those time frames, because they're built around harvest. And I never want my people to lose their harvest mentality. Well, in this era we're living in right now, it is a Passover era. That means every Passover in that began starting in 2000 would be very important for us, especially these first 10 years as we develop our testimony for the future. And that's what this book is about. What will be happening through these 10 years, and how is it that important to understand Passover and the time frame to watch for? And that's what I'm really saying in America. If we will keep focused in time, we're going to see great breakthroughs. In this book, I had a dream about the economy. And everything is playing out just the way that is written in this book, because we are in a time of great, great change. Now, change can produce a wonderful future, or it can produce chaos. And we're having to maneuver through chaos so that we can find our way. And then you look at let's talk about something else. In this book, I talk about, it was the first impression I had ever had, because I tend not to want to be real political, and yet I believe we have a responsibility politically to say what we need, what God is saying at a certain time. But in this book, I had this dream while I was writing this book, and it was about a barge being parked in the midst of other barges. And with that, the first barge I could park okay. The second barge, the only way I could get it parked was through reverse imaging. And I said, it's the first inkling that I have had that Mr. Trump would have a second term, perhaps. But yet it will be very difficult for him to park that barge, to win that second term. And then in the dream, the communication war that began after I got off that barge, once I could in the dream determine how to use reverse imaging to go back to get position. The communication war was one of the greatest I've ever seen. So I believe no matter what happens, this year we go into our greatest communication war we have ever known. And I look at how Mr. Trump was assaulted during that attempt to literally assassinate him. And only God can prevent things like that. Only God can stop things like that. No man can stop things like that. And I'll be real honest, I don't think any man tried to stop that. And we're in a war over what voice will rule us as we go into our future. And every Passover, you have to determine, how am I going to cross over and how am I going to stay focused to keep going toward the promise that God has given us?
You know, you've always been very careful not to predict things like elections. I even remember that with my book, God and Donald Trump, which I wrote after Donald Trump was elected, and talked about how there were some prophetic voices when nobody in the world thought he could win, that God was going to raise him up and win. Kim Clement is the one that's probably the best documented. You can go on YouTube and watch some of those videos. But I knew you well enough to know that the Lord showed you some things. I remember you were in Las Vegas driving by the Trump Tower on the way to a speaking engagement, and you felt the Lord was saying something about Trump. But you were also very, very careful not to say dogmatically. It was only sort of like looking back, I hope I'm saying this right. But you just said that if things don't change in 24, by 26, it's going to be very dire.
And we saw very, very, what it's going to be like if we're going to be ruled in a way that I don't think we want to be ruled. That's the way to say it. We're going to lose rights that we have fought for all of these years. And that becomes what's so important right now for the public to understand. And now in 2008, on May 31st, I was at Liberty Park in New Jersey in a meeting, and God caught me up. And he showed me every state. When I say that, I literally go up and can look down and see what he sees. And I saw every state then, and I saw who was in alignment with his covenant plan in the states. And I said, Lord, how, and I wrote this in one of the books you published. I said, Lord, how will America move forward? And he said, they're going to have to learn to play the Trump card. So I knew then that Donald Trump was coming on the scene. I think he had a TV show at that time, and he has such a different personality, but I knew he was coming on the scene in America to move forward. And then the Lord showed me he would be elected that term, but he would start losing his power to rule after 3.5 years. And I think that's even in Passover prophecy. And yet, that voice has come back on our scene. Now, we have to determine every time he speaks what we're hearing. And we have to determine now every time, which I believe that was a ploy to get Kamala Harris in to this position to run. And I think we have to listen very intently to every voice that comes forth from that platform, because those voices in this decade are penetrating the atmosphere, creating a grid across America to determine how will America be ruled. And I think Christians like never before have to say we are in an atmospheric war that we have got to engage in. Now, that's what I want to encourage out there. You have got to get engaged in the warfare for our future.
And that's what I want to talk about. We only have a couple of minutes. You know, there's almost no believers like us, at least, who are involved in the political process. We're excluded. We don't have power in the natural. We have seen what the far left wanted to do during COVID, where they shut down churches and all this kind of thing took away our, there are people that would take away our freedoms if they thought they could get away with it.
All of that is right there.
So tell, as we end, as we wrap this up, how should people pray and what kind of power do we have? In other words, let's say that, you know, most of my viewers and listeners are going to be for Donald Trump just because of the alternative. They just are. They may be reluctant, but they're going to be for him. But if he wins, what's going to happen in 26? You're basically saying if he loses, it's going to be very bad by 2026. So how should we pray and how can we understand what God is saying?
Well, I think it started getting very bad in 2020. And that was when the Lord pulled us all aside behind the door and shut us down so we could be awakened. Now, I want to say that. He did that at Passover 2020. That was just as historical as it was when he brought them out of Egypt. And now what I want to say is how I started praying this past week were for each state and the voice from each state that would arise and align. And I believe there are going to be voices in each state that rises up, even from the Democratic Party, and said, we are not aligning fully with that direction. Because what's going to happen is if we don't pray for each state, and you can go to a platform on our website because we're going from state to state to state to state to update the prophetic destiny of each state. And each state has got to rise up and realize we're in this incredible war over how will we be ruled. And I want you to say, I want to say this, do not leave things just to work out this season. That is not going to help us. Don't have a que sera, sera attitude. Well, why should I vote? Somebody will vote. You can't do that. You're going to have to know that your rights are being determined for your future. I want to encourage you, read about the churches in the book of Revelation. Those were the most vibrant churches, and I went and visited every place they exist, and not one of them exists now. And I want to encourage you, we must listen and look carefully to what voice is coming out of our state, in our state. How is heaven ruling in our state? How are we in agreement or disagreement? Because that's what the Lord said we could do. He said we could bind or loose. That means we can unravel or we can put together. I say we are going into a season these next 6 months to put together that which will rule our future in Jesus' name.
This is a podcast you want to share with others. We need to get the word out. This was one of the most powerful podcasts I've ever had. You also need to get Passover Prophecies, or really any of Chuck's books will feed your spirit and help you to understand what God is saying and doing. If you like podcasts like this, be sure to subscribe and hit the little bell so you know when we're on live every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for watching the Strang Report. Until next time, God bless you.